Governor Bill Walker has hired a mediator to help lawmakers reach a deal on the budget. Walker made the announcement at an Anchorage news conference this afternoon. He also said state agencies began sending layoff notices to 10,000 workers who could lose their jobs if the legislature doesn't pass a budget by July 1st when the new fiscal year begins. Walker says lawmakers are arguing over a relatively small piece of the budget.
The amount of difference right now being argued in the legislature is really approximately 1% of the problem. You know, we have a $3.5-4 billion deficit, and that we're staring this year and next year as well. If you combine the years, it's even half of that. We want to focus on the solution. We want to focus on the 99% opportunity we have to solve this going forward, and we are.
The Senate Finance Committee yesterday rejected a compromise between the House majority and minority. The governor says he can't force the various parties to try mediation to resolve their differences, but he thinks it could help. He retained the services of Anchorage lawyer and mediator Matt Peterson. Peterson says he got a call from Walker early this morning. He says he usually mediates complex litigation involving business disputes, and he thinks the situation in the legislature isn't so different.
And in my experience, if you can get everyone talking, identify the areas that are agreed upon, which appears to be a huge percentage of what we're dealing with here, and then focus on fair and reasonable negotiations of the remaining part, I as I sit here right now, I'm actually very optimistic that this could be mediated.
Peterson says he's cleared his schedule for the rest of the week. Meanwhile, a spokesman for the Democratic-led House minority says negotiations were occurring between the House minority leader and Senate president this afternoon. Christopher Clark is a former reporter and legislative aide who has been watching the action unfold. He identifies one of the biggest sticking points.
In a nutshell, it's the cost of living pay raises. The House sent over a compromise that had approved those cost of living raises, but it also had a staggering $30 million budget cut. In other words, forcing the governor to pay for those somewhere from savings in the budget. And the Senate is still saying, no, that's still too much. It doesn't make sense to give cost of living pay raises at a time when we're facing multi-billion dollar budget deficits. And it doesn't make sense to add that to the base of a budget when calculating the next year's budget. So that really is the center focus now. Also, of course, is education funding. As you know, the Senate reduced the base student allocation education funding by 4%. The House added that amount back in, $16.4 million. And I don't really know or sense that that truly is a sticking point. It seems more the sticking point appears to be that and the $15 million of what Senator Kelly is calling pet programs that the minority asked to be added into the House package in order to comprise a compromise. And those are things for less money for the university, for ferries, for frontline social workers, even public broadcasting, things like that. So those are the sticking points at this moment.
Chris, the Democrats have been steadfast about the pay raises for state workers. Is the concern about contract litigation, or why, when people are just thinking about being able to keep their jobs, is there so much stress over raises?
It's about good faith bargaining and sticking to your word. The counter to that, of course, is everything subject to appropriation. And that's where this could be a very sticky issue to resolve in court, that anything that the legislature does is subject to appropriation. But the counter argument to that is a deal is a deal. And if you can't be trusted on a union contract, why in the world should the oil producers trust us on a gas project contract? So it's very much about honoring your word. The union representatives themselves would prefer to have these cost of living pay raises ratified, even when it means that more people are going to be laid off. Because if you're going to force the administration to find $30 million of savings in order to pay for the cost of living pay raises, that means real people are going to lose real jobs. And so it shows you how important that is when the unions are picking that as an option.
Chris, Medicaid expansion isn't on the agenda for this special session, but did it come up today?
It came up today on the Senate floor. Senator Johnny Ellis offered the Medicaid expansion, spoke eloquently about it, and it was tabled just as it had been when it had appeared in the House. And the reasoning for the tabling motion wasn't given on the Senate floor, but the reason it has been given in the House side was that it wasn't germane because there's another bill still at play. In this case, it's in the House Finance Committee, House Bill 148. So in theory, it was not germane to the topic in front of the Senate today, which was House Bill 2001, a budget bill. Although, arguably, as Senator Ellis made, this is a budget item that could have been added to it. So it's very much wrapped into the politics over Medicaid expansion.
Christopher Clark is a former reporter and legislative aide.